Welcome in Chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners, Chris Bruns, and Emeritus of the Lincoln County Commissioners Chair. We have Kent Weems joining us as well. Gentlemen, thank you for taking time for us again.
Yeah, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody out there.
There you go.
Terrific Tuesday.
Absolutely. Big election day. We'll talk about that with both you gentlemen coming up here in just a few moments. But first, let's recap the County Commissioners meeting from yesterday. It was a busy meeting. But first, I need to add, I was at the courthouse yesterday, did my voting yesterday, and the bathroom project from the first level has been finished for quite a while, I believe, but I was able to use it for the first time yesterday, and I was impressed.
Well, yeah, it's mostly finished. There's a few little detail items that we're working to get taken care of, but yeah, the bathrooms on the second and third floors, they look fantastic. I think they complement the history of the building and the architectural style very well, and that's one of the things that we're responsible for, is making sure that asset for the community is taken care of.
One of the last upgrades on the plumbing in that building, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is they didn't find Jimmy Hoffa in the wall.
Good.
There was some work being done on the courthouse yesterday, too. I saw a gentleman that was working on the second or third floor. It was up there yesterday when I walked up to the courthouse doing a little bit of work.
Exterior.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had several years ago, we had a contractor. This was before both of our time, I believe.
Yes.
And they came through to kind of do some restoration on some of the stonework, and that discolored the restoration project that they did. It kind of turned. If you drive by, you'll notice that some of the stonework is kind of pinkish purple. So we're working to get that fixed, especially prior to the 100-year celebration.
Sure.
They were out there working on that. Started yesterday. I think they got a couple weeks that they'll be working on that.
Yeah, I think that's about right, Chris. We didn't pin them down to a specific timeline. We just told them we wanted it done before the celebration, and looks like they're moving along.
Yep.
And Commissioner Weems, speaking about that 100-year celebration, the coloring contest was already published, and you guys talked about that a little bit at the meeting yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, we asked Jerry to judge that, and he wouldn't touch that at all. Too political.
too political for Commissioner Woodruff.
Yeah, so I think actually Tammy published that as a drawing. So we're going to let the Telegraph or whomever draw that. So we won't get involved in it. We just hope all the kids participate.
It's a unique opportunity, that's for sure, yeah. Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah. No, I anytime that you can get the youth involved in community projects, celebrations like this, it's a good thing. So that was our hope, is to do something like that. And the Telegraph is providing that to the county free of charge. I mean, they're running that and promoting it, and they'll do the drawing. We'll recognize whoever is selected from that process in a public meeting before the celebration, and probably make kind of a big deal during the celebration.
Sure.
Of it.
So put the timeline for the award prior to, so the day of, they'll already know and they can be there.
Awesome. Yeah. And we were talking off the air with George as well, one of your favorite topics, Mr. Bruns, on the agenda yesterday, one that folks may not know has been a work in progress for quite a while, and that's the Inland Port Authority.
Yes. So we have a major economic development project that I've had my hands in pretty deep ever since I got on the board, which is the Industrial Rail Park. And through that process and some legislation that was passed two legislative cycles ago through LB 156, that allows for the creation of five different inland ports in the state of Nebraska. And an inland port, for those that may not know, is an extraordinary opportunity for a community to be able to take advantage of. If you think about ports out on the coasts that container ships pull into, the places where there's, major logistical supply chain issues right now and backlog, and we have container ships sitting out in sea. This is one of the solutions, in my opinion, to help with that. And so it allows, essentially it allows a container ship to come into port. We can take the container off the ship without breaking chain of custody, put it onto a train, and take that freight via rail to our location here in the middle of the country. And it can go through customs and courtesies here through, hopefully, a free trade zone being established, and then right to the facility which would hopefully be co-located in the industrial rail park. And so that really allows us to diversify our economy. It allows us to market to a variety of other industry and business that normally probably wouldn't look at us. And I think it helps put North Platte and Lincoln County in the larger region on the map, so to speak, in that process. So a huge project, and the county is exploring the opportunity of putting in an application for one of those five.
And so everybody understands, you've got two elements here. You've got the industrial rail park project and funding from the legislature, and in tandem with that, but a separate process, is the application for one of the five Inland Port Authorities. So you don't necessarily have to have the Port Authority for the rail park, but we certainly want it, as Chris says, to strengthen what that could do for the region, not just the county. It's a big, big deal, very big deal.
So is this a federal designated thing? Is it a federal application?
So the application is actually state level. The control would be local. It would be with the county. The county would essentially establish a district, minimum of 300 acres, which we essentially have at this point now with the industrial rail park. We can, as a county, we can add to that district over time. And then we would appoint a 9-member authority board to help manage the day-to-day operations of moving freight on the individual spur lines to the different industry and business that build and have direct rail access. So in conjunction with that, we could apply for a free trade zone through the federal government, and that helps create an atmosphere where duties and tariffs, those businesses that would locate there would have huge breaks in that regard. So, you know, a lot of moving parts, they're all kind of coalescing together right at the right time, and we're working hard. We got a lot of great community partners working diligently on this, along with us at the county, and it's a huge effort to do this thing correctly and get it up off the ground in a manner that benefits all of Lincoln County in the larger region. So
the authority would basically check in these goods that are shipped. Shipped here, right?
Correct. Yeah, they would manage the...
Check them into the United States, basically.
Well, that would be customs. That would be a separate thing. Customs would be a federal thing that would work in tandem with the Port Authority, but they wouldn't have broad authority over the entire park. They would just be responsible for any freight coming in and doing the inspections that may be coming internationally. So.
Would there be customs inspections here?
Yeah, that's the hope.
But that'd be a separate body that would do that, or
correct
authority. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Anything else from the commissioner's agenda yesterday that you gentlemen wanted to bring up this morning?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we visited with a couple guys from the Dormy Development Group that's putting in the golf course north of Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be good stewards, I think, and we're excited because there's going to have to be some improvements on that road for their traffic, for their golf resort, and they're willing to step up and help the county absorb some of that expense. So
cool.
They volunteered to do that, and we're certainly not going to turn that down. But the impact is it's going to be this Maxwell School District's going to like that tax value that's going to be when you get an 18-hole resort destination golf facility that they have room, I think 60 occupants for condo structure for their, it's a private club, so there won't be an exorbitant amount of traffic on that road. That's also a plus once they get the construction phase done. And at the end of the day, they're projecting anywhere from 60 to 80 employees and 25 greenskeepers, agronomists, that type thing. So some pretty good jobs in there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
it's a pretty exciting project, and Chris and I both testified at the planning meeting here some months back, supporting it, but voicing our concern about the infrastructure and the road that exists today and the improvements that obviously would have to be done. So they stepped up from day one and said we'll be a active participant in that improvement. So that's good news.
Yeah, we've had a few months now where we've actively been negotiating with them, both myself and our deputy county attorney Tyler Volkmer, and they've been fantastic to work with. I'm really excited for them to break ground, hopefully this summer is their intent.
Yeah.
And they should be offering golf in June of 2024, I believe.
24, yeah, June 24.
Wow.
And of course, nobody's heard of Dormy Development, which I hadn't either, but just to put it in perspective, they own the Arbor Links in Nebraska City as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've got about a half a dozen of these exclusive golf clubs, and they're similar to the business model of Sand Hills.
Oh, awesome. You know, wow.
We tried to get a season pass, and that went nowhere, so I guess we don't get to play, but, but that's okay because they're going to bring a lot of business to town. You're going to see the airport busy with probably Gulfstream 5s and people like that fly in and get in the van and go to play golf. So
absolutely. Yeah. And stay for a little while, too, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds great.
Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, both of you going to be on the ballots today throughout Election Day, so wish you both best of luck, and hopefully it turns out well for the both of you, and you have a restful day despite the craziness of Election Day.
It is crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. I plan on resting tomorrow.
Yeah.
I share the sentiment of I'm sure everybody out there listening that I'm ready for my mailbox to stop blowing up. I'm ready for the commercials to end. Yeah. I'm ready to take a nap.
So. Give a big shout out too to Becky over the county courthouse. What a great job she does. And I don't know that there's anybody in our county that's as ready for tomorrow as she is.
Yeah, you talk about somebody needs a break. That's that poor lady.
Yeah. She does a fantastic job for this county.
We are blessed to have her, that's
no
for sure.
Kidding. Yeah, she struggled this time for getting poll workers, and it's just getting tougher and tougher as our older folks that have served in those capacities for years get to the point where they just can't function and help anymore, and the young people are going to have to step up and help because
it's
a serious thing. We really need those people to volunteer and help out with the elections. You know, we spent just shy of $25,000 printing ballots.
Wow.
For this primary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
I think she told us a few weeks back it was going to be 92 separate individual or unique ballots within the county.
Wow.
You know, with all the know the fire districts,
sure.
The school boards and
the separate
precincts,
political
and,
parties.
Right. Yeah. Political parties. I mean that's why it cost $25,000 to print these.
Sure.
It's a big deal. Her office does a fantastic job.
And there's so much that goes into that. I mean,
a lot of behind the scenes
that I think the vast majority of people may not understand as far as the checks and balances that exist there and the work to make sure that everything's as accurate as possible.
Right.
I give major kudos to Becky and her team and the volunteers that come in. You know, it's another example of exercising your civic duty. Volunteering for that kind of a job, so.
Amen.
92 separate kinds of ballots.
I believe that was the number.
It takes a while to soak in.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, within the city of North Platte, I don't know how many precincts there are, but, you know, you've got within
a dozen or so.
Yeah,
15, 16.
Is it? Yeah. I'm not sure, but then you've got, of course, the five commissioner districts. You've got this fire district over here. You've got this school district over here. And if they've got any kind of an elected board.
Yeah, it's there on the ballot.
Or if there's a split where a school district overlaps into one district or precinct.
Sure.
I mean,
it creates another unique ballot.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
If folks are wondering on where to vote, too, northplattebulletin.com, George, I saw that there's a story up where the voter precincts are for today, too.
Yeah, the addresses of all the precincts are there. Yeah.
So you can
hope that's helpful so you can check out and see where you went last year and see if that precinct is still operating.
Yep.
If not, you know, you need to look a little bit harder.
Yep.
There's just a couple in town, I believe, that have moved. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. But
through redistricting.
I think a couple in town, they changed the polling place. But pretty much standard. There's a couple out in the country, too, I think, that moved. So.
Yeah, the Hall voting district when it came into town.
Yeah, it's at the Berean Church.
Berean Church, yeah.
And it's been a few years since we've had these, all the traditional polling places open because the last election we were in the middle of COVID and we only had a couple polling places. So if you have questions, absolutely get online and take a look at your site or call the county clerk's office at the courthouse and just provide them your address and just they'll help you.
Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, thanks again for taking the time for us. Look forward to talking to you gentlemen again next Tuesday. Best of luck on this election day.
Thank you.
Thank you.